This is Passport to Texas. How annoying is it to snap a once-in-a-lifetime wildlife photo only to discover it's blurry? Our state park guide Brian Frazier helps clear up this issue.
It seems like we always overestimate our ability to shoot without a tripod. And what's funny is even when we get excited, maybe when a big deer steps into view, our heart tends to race and our breathing picks up, that's enough to blur the image. So when you can use a tripod or a monopod, sometimes even both, if you have a big lens, you'll want a tripod for your camera, a monopod for your lens, or even things like a vehicle. If it's parked on the side of the road, that can help stabilize your shot by resting the lens on it. Wildlife a lot of times aren't conditioned to look for vehicles and they won't run. So whether you're leaning on a vehicle to take the shot, say, across your hood of your car, or if you're inside a parked vehicle looking out the window, you want to turn the engine off. Just the vibration of the engine can do that. But just something to rest the lens on that will stabilize that will really make a difference. You'll start seeing better photographs.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Great tips as always. And you can share your wildlife photos at facebook.com/Texas Parks and Wildlife. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. With funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.